The University of Wyoming will kick off a new school year on Monday. It's an exciting time for incoming freshmen, but the college years bring new freedoms as well as new risks. UW's Stop Violence program offers crisis intervention and support for anyone on campus who's been affected by sexual assault, relationship violence, or stalking, and works to educate students about the issues. I spoke with UW's new Stop Violence coordinator, Megan Selheim, about what new students should bear in mind for the coming school year.
For women especially, they are most at risk between the ages of 16 and 24, both for sexual assault and for non-fatal partner violence. Men, I think because of some of the social dynamics that underlie these crimes, are more likely to be victimized, at least sexually assaulted or raped, when they're children. So some people are coming to the university already as a survivor. They show up day one, and they've already had to live through some of this. But we do have a significant percentage of the population where if something happens to them, it happens while they're at the university. When we talk about sexual violence, and especially when we're talking about sexual assault and rape, the dynamic that we're starting to recognize as the most prevalent is that there's a very, very small percentage of perpetrators who intentionally look for people to take advantage of. And they're looking for people who they think are less likely to report that something happened to them, maybe are more vulnerable in some way. And I think for that reason, freshmen and sophomores may be at a higher risk simply because they're relatively new. They want to fit in. They want to make a name for themselves and really make a difference while they're at the university. And these offenders look to take advantage of that. But generally, I think there's risk the whole time you're at the university, unfortunately. So we work with anyone at any stage.
What should people bear in mind as far as safety and what's available for them?
I think the most important thing in terms of safety is that we need to look out for each other. People who are assaulted, people who are in abusive relationships or who are dealing with stalking are not responsible for what happens to them. It's like any other crime. Someone else found them, decided they would be a target, and then either tried or successfully perpetrated a crime against that person. And when we're looking at the dynamics of sexual assault, relationship violence, and stalking, one of the primary tools, I guess, that perpetrators use is isolation. So trying to create some distance between the person that they want to hurt and that person's support system, whether that's literally separating them from their friends at a party or trying to create some friction between that person and their friends over the course of their relationship. They're trying to isolate that person from the people who care about them. And so I think in terms of safety, one of the most important things that we all can do is try to prevent that from happening. If you're out with friends, stick together, whether that means everyone stays at the party later than they want to or everyone leaves a little earlier than they want to. If you know someone who just started dating another person and it seems like they're starting to disappear off the radar, do what you can to maintain that contact. Invite them to come out, stop by their place and say, hey, call them regularly just to try and maintain some connection, because isolation is one of the most dangerous components of these crimes that we see. The other thing I would say, both to students and to parents, is that if something were to happen, it's not the person's fault who was hurt. And we can't look at their behavior or their environment for answers. We have to look at the perpetrator, and we have to ask the perpetrator or force the perpetrator to take responsibility for their actions. So if someone reaches out to you, a friend reaches out, your child reaches out and says, this happened to me, the best way to respond is supportive, believe what they're telling you, and get them connected, if you can, to resources. Anyone's welcome to call me. I'll talk to anyone who calls me or comes by my office. We have a couple other resources on campus that are great. University Police Department has been incredibly supportive and a really great partner in trying to address the violence on campus. University Counseling Center is always available to students who want to talk about anything. They're a wonderful resource. I feel that most of the faculty and staff, residence assistants, everyone on campus, we are a community here. We really think about violence on campus as a community issue. we want the entire community to recognize that we all have a role to play. We all have the responsibility to keep each other safe and to make campus a place where we don't tolerate this type of violence. And so if any students want to get more involved than they already have been in trying to do that work, we have a couple RSOs that they can get involved in. We obviously have the programs we do on campus. I would just encourage anyone who has an interest to get in touch with me. And if we're not the best fit, we can find something for them to do to help make campus safer.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Yeah, thank you.
Megan Selheim is the Stop Violence Program Coordinator at UW. She welcomes calls from anyone on campus who needs help or is just looking for more information. She can be reached at 766-3296 or at stopviolence@uwyo.edu.